Welcome to Transcension Radio. Matthew David Hurtado, co-host with Sarah Landucci. And this week we have Sarah back on the call. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes, I am. Hello, you guys. I'm very glad to be back.
Cool. So we got some big stuff going on here today. And if you're not aware, which I'm sure you are, because most people kind of hop around from one network to the other, listening to what's going on in the world or what appears to be going on. And some of the major things that seem to be happening in this country, in the United States of America, are just extraordinary. And we're going to talk about gun control today. We're going to talk about the new environment. We're going to talk about dictatorship in the USA and many of the things that people are concerned with, food shortages, financial collapse, a lot of these things. In fact, I've been studying up quite a bit on what's going on in the internet environment. How about you, Sarah? Are you familiar with any of the stuff that's going on lately?
Well, I know you've been posting a lot about that stuff, and I have been looking through what you've been seeing, and I've also been looking through what they say on the media versus what other people are saying, especially about that kid shooting, and a lot of people have been saying it was just totally staged.
Yes, they call that a false flag event, and basically, you know, throughout history, governments have always started war, you know, where they start with a false flag, and that's their premise to start war. And if you look through history, what's got me more concerned than anything now, and Bob's going to come in and clean this mess up, because Bob is a, you know, he's worked in intelligence agencies, and his background is astronomical when it comes to understanding what's happening. And I'll let Bob give a little brief introduction when he gets on the call. But what's got me more concerned than anything is this issue of gun control, because historically what happens is, you know, governments, if they get control of the guns, they've got control of every other freedom that anybody ever has. And there's always seems to be a pattern where first it's confiscation, then it's registration, and then it's genocide. And that's what you see in a lot of, you know, historical references when you look up some of these trends that are happening. And it would appear that the dictatorship, the shadow government, as some people would call it, in the United States is using the playbook, the communist playbook. And so my intuition told me to bring Bob on today and to give our audience his perspective on what's happening, because there's always two sides to every story, or at least more than one side. Bob, and he's going to be on the line here real soon. And Bob is one of those people that, have you seen these commercials where they have this guy and he's usually opening up a beer, and they're talking about the most interesting man in the world, and he doesn't usually have a beer, but if he has a beer, it's got to be this type of beer. Well, Bob is actually the real most interesting man in the world, and you'll find out. If you don't know already, you can go to fivebodied.com, fivebodied.com, and you can check out Bob's site. And in just a moment here, we're going to bring him on the line and start talking about today's topics. So, Bob, are you on the line yet?
Yes, hello, Matthew.
Oh, hey, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Good to be heard.
Oh, great. So, Bob, what do you think is going on with all this chaos in America right now, with this gun control and the dictatorship and all these Alex Jones topics that everybody's interested in? What do you think is happening?
Well, tell me, what topics are you talking about?
Let's talk about gun control and how Senator Feinstein is pushing for the assault weapons ban, and how that kind of coincides historically with what's been done throughout history in the past with other governments seizing guns.
Well, I think it's stupid.
Yeah, it is kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in America. That's the American penis. That's the most intimate, important body part that Americans, as a meme, as a culture, believe in. So what's the point in aggravating that? There's all kinds of information out there that says it doesn't work, but that may not be the case in the United States. It may be a new situation because it's a historically different kind of country, different kind of people. Let's see. Of course, I always say, and I agree with Alex Jones about the drug issue. That's what they should work towards banning a little more rigorously. But another way is guns are an extension of the eyeball. You look and you aim. And Americans were built on the printing press. They're the only culture in the world that started with that medium, the printing press. So they're very, very, very heavily visually biased. And that's why it's such a big issue to to wipe away the eye function that the gun represents, that's really hitting at the fundamentalist. You call it a techno-fundamentalism. You know, fundamentalism in cultures that are not so technologized the way we've been, they have another way of a chief feature, like Gurdjieff used to talk about, that they'll protect. So the Arabs and other cultures, they protect certain things that look very strange to us, but they have different sensory molding because they brought up with different technology. But the eyeball is the most sacred apparatus, and their extensions, like the book and the gun, in America. And that's why it's such a hot-button issue. It doesn't mean Americans are violent. It just means that you don't mess with their eyeball. Now, the electric media environment, radio, television, and all that stuff we call analog media, plus the new digitizing, which for many people, especially Americans, seems to be an extra amount of visual material. They think the digital world is visual. But no, all electric environments are tactile. So the tactile extension, since radio and television, into the digital media, threatens the basic core sensibility of the Americans. So that's why Americans have become the hot-button, strange culture from the rest of the world's point of view. Most of the other cultures are based on an oral background, and they actually more amenable to the mass mind that electric tribalism brings in. It's very alien for Americans. So Americans have looked very odd in their reactions to the electric tribalism, but the other cultures don't understand why America is so uptight about it. It's threatening their eyeball. And that's the most general way to understand this. And, I'll just say that.
Yeah, and when I think of America, I think of, Ted Nugent. I mean, he kind of represents, America with its rock and roll culture and the passion, desire for guns.
Okay, now what's interesting about America versus Europe? Europe was started with the printing press, but they've been a culture, an oral culture for centuries. So you bring the printing press into this oral acoustic society. You have the image from America's point of view that Europeans are hoity-toity, sophisticated book people. And, 100 years ago, Americans would go to Europe to get cultured, quote, cultured, in the book world. But as machines extended the kinetic sense, the moving sense, and America was a culture that had huge spaces to move around in, there's a big kinetic component to America. So America is actually eyeball/kinetic versus the Europeans who are eyeball/ear. And this is why Americans, as a general beam, and these are odd phenomena in themselves, but it's the effect of other cultures interacting with Americans. Americans are really good at rock and roll and cars and sex. These are kinetic processes. Kinetic can be also tactile, but this idea of Ted Nugent having a gun, and it's not just visual, it's also kinetic. And it comes from the huge industrial extension of the muscles in the 19th century. So it's important, once you establish the eyeball bias of Americans, to say now the difference between Americans and Europeans is the kinetic extension, the industry. And so there's no other culture that's so fanatic and has such a variety of dances. Dancing is a kinetic art form. And so America as a, the generator of weird dances in pop culture is another big American archetype. So I always object to the politicians never discussing these issues in the sensory terms that I'm talking about. Now, they haven't read McLuhan or they don't know enough about McLuhan who started this. But once you get a pretty good handle on the different studies around the McLuhan kind of thinking, you can actually bring it into the culture, and a politician should not be stirring up crap. It should be, trying to provide a perspective that sort of smooths everybody over and gets them thinking maybe differently. So if they actually, I'd say that what I just said to you guys is what the president should be saying. And if I was president, I'd be saying it. And there'd be all kinds of confusion and screaming and yelling. But a lot of people are smart, and they'll say, look at this. Everybody, why are Americans so upset about the guns? Well, it's an eyeball issue. And I once met these Japanese people in Florida. This was like 8 years ago, and mother and daughter. And they were at a weekend seminar with Americans, and they confided in me that they asked, why are Americans so violent? Now, the Japanese, what do we think of them? The samurai, that's a violent image, but it's sort of like a sport or something, or for aristocrats. But here the Japanese say Americans are violent. And I use this, what I just explained to you, how they're a tactile culture, the Japanese, versus this kinetic bias and eyeball bias. And once I laid it out, they said, wow. They actually thought, that gives me a whole different view of the cliche image that Americans are violent if I think of them as hyperkinetic and hypervisual. So it actually works for other cultures to get a handle on Americans if they hear this reasoning.
Right. Yeah, and some people like Piers Morgan, they may not understand our culture fully, and they wonder why we're so belligerent about our guns. And
yes,
that's interesting.
I want a pattern. I don't know if I said it on your show, but I came up with a unique pattern. If we look at the battle between the TV environment and the new internet or computer or chip environment, Alex Jones represents the chip body, and he goes into the CNN studios, I think it was CNN, and he's up against the TV body, which is Piers Morgan. And Piers Morgan is asking for decency or for, you know, give and take. And that's the TV effect within American culture. TV is now a secondary medium, and it's where the profession of journalists, the specialism of journalism, can have this more balanced than you attitude, almost holier than thou, and they represent the fair discussion of ideas. That's the way it was when television was the only medium around and was influencing people beyond what they understood. But now that's secondary. The new environment of the chip body is what's influencing people. And Americans use the chip body to go into chat rooms and forums and yell and scream their visually biased points of view. So Alex comes on to CNN, and he seems to be unreasonable. He's not trying to match with peers or understand his argument. No, Alex is just doing what he does in the chip body. He's there for an American to scream and yell and have a chorus of support. And they're against the balanced, detached view of the CNN level, and the CNN, as Americans, are literate, and that's a detached view, being literate, and they're up against this eye bias of the chick body, but it's tactile, it's interactive, and it's hyper. So you had two sensory biases there, two technologies, the old passive TV body versus the chip body. Alex doesn't understand this, neither does Piers, but it puts a different level than trying to defend whether Alex should have been more reasonable, he should have tried to get his point across. You don't try to get your point across in the chip body. You just want coverage. You just want a space where you get to say it. And then Americans have this idea, well, it'll be voted on in the wash. It'll come out in the wash, and the truth will survive or dominate. That's not a factor here. It's a sensory bias.
Right.
So what's fascinating is
Alex talks about a lot of the ratings. He says, you know, years ago, these corporate media outlets, they would have, you know, 10 million viewers, and then all of a sudden 1 million viewers is a lot of people, and now 500,000 viewers is the best they can hope for. And, you know, Alex says he reaches to tens of millions of people. So this chip body apparently is kind of the essence of what's really happening. That's where the interaction is being done today.
Yeah, we say it's constitutive. It constitutes the real sensory interaction of your society and your daily life. TV doesn't influence people like it did in the 50s and 60s. The chip technology influences everything in your life. So it's the medium, and it enhances individual autonomy and the ability to go around the old center margin broadcasting model. And then Alex Jones is a figure for that action. But I think Alex should not be Alex should use what I'm talking about in his course of argument. But it would deflate his whole motive, which is to hoik up visual values, the Constitution, the right of the individual to tell the government to go screw off, and all this stuff, which is part of the individualist effect of the printing press. He's just an archetype, a meme of that. And so I was once on a show in 2002, tried to explain this, and he thought he was understanding me, but he kept translating into the American bias. And we today don't live in the United States with a chip body. We live in a weird membrane. It's no longer a global village or a global theater. It's a global membrane. And we should be thinking and operating from that level. And the war over culture that Samuel Huntington laid out for the Tri-Level Commission is, a big misnomer. But the way everybody talks about it is also in this here in the United States is a misnomer. You know, freedom should not be used as a category of what we're defending. Nobody is free when they have technologies mutating them and their kids and their society and their businesses. What is freedom? What am I free of? I'm not free of electricity.
Yeah, so now you're getting to the real essence of where the, you know, the control is being done. You're talking about the technology and not necessarily the government.
That's right. I'm talking about the larger apparatus that the world works in. Government is just a big bugaboo. It's a figure of the bureaucratic level of visual societies. And, you know, we say, well, the Russians were very bureaucratic and totalitarian. Well, the bureaucracy function, it came out of Europe and a literate society. And then it went into the third world, and they couldn't handle the tactile effect like nobody can handle the tactile effect of electric media. So they retreat to tribal organization, which is bureaucratic. And the reason bureaucracy is growing in the United States, which is retrieving oral and visual means of communication, is a security blanket against the interactivity of tactility, which threatens everybody, every culture. You know, one of the most tactile cultures that for a while thrived under the tactile effects was Japanese. So the Japanese did really well in the 80s and 90s. But as we moved into a weird simulation of tactility with what I call the Android meme and modern chip landscape, it threatened even the tactile cultures like Thailand and Japan. So that's where the real identity crisis is. Every culture's image of its medium that it's devoted to is threatened under this weird environment where nobody can really figure out what is the point, what is the informational conclusion. When you got information individually, your children interacting with texting on it 24/7, the old idea of reading a book and coming to a measured, detached, rational opinion and decision is not possible anywhere. And that's another thing that's threatening everybody. So every culture is taking its own particular technological bias and trying to make a big deal out of it, and they include yelling about the American bias. So the Arabs are trying to hoik up their manuscript bias with the religious content. They're in a cultural war to protect that culture that was built out of the manuscript of their religion, and they're trying to roughly and crudely react to this monster of technology on the digital level, which they think comes from the United States. It doesn't come from the United States. There may be American companies that do it, but American companies operate all over the world. We just got to stop looking at things as an extension of our bodies, and that includes freedom of speech. There's so much freedom in the United States when you look at the technological environment. It's way beyond anything that any futurist could imagine. Oh, if we did this, we'd have more freedom. Do you realize how much freedom is? But with the ability to express with the chip technology and all that you do, but you're interacting with other cultures and other technologies, and they're going to be...
Hold on, Bob. We'll be right back after the break. Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret? He knew 7 out of 10
people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's IncredibleMineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at IncredibleMineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Get the real truth behind the news. Join us Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Central, for the Region 10 Report, brought to you by Suzanne Posel and OccupyCorporatism.com.
Again, Bob, you were talking about freedom before the break. Do you want to continue on that topic?
Yeah, this is a key point. When Americans scream for freedom, they're thinking in terms of the visual bias idea that the individual can express himself. But today, people express themselves by creating technologies and creating media. So the American archetype of the garage tinkerer, the inventor, is really what Americans mean by freedom. The freedom to make new technologies, which if people catch on to it and buy it, or get it in some way, and then millions are using it, that's when it becomes an environment. That upsets all the previous cultural setup and institutions that use the previous technology. So the Americans, by freedom, they mean the openness or the less interference to create any kind of expression. And you can go back, rock and roll with Elvis in the mid-50s. That was a new kind of expression. And the American culture got uptight about that because it wasn't visually biased. But we've had so many different technologies. You could say that Bill Gates is not an anarchist. He's a nihilist. Nihilism, N-I-H-I-L-I-S-M, is the disrupting and destroying of your environment and not caring. Well, every new famous inventor does that to American society and eventually the global society. And every other society that existed before the printing press did not have what's called an open society idea. And that's why we have mythologies about the Baghdad Battery was suppressed by the Caliph of Baghdad, 2,000 years ago. But overall, oral cultures do not want new technologies. Now, you take because they notice it upsets what they already have in many ways. A normal society is more sensitive to that. A visually biased society isn't. So you have, I'm not going to use that. It's too complicated. The point
is
to understand.
Let's talk about how the technology of RNA drops actually upsets the environment. What does that mean financially with the coming, you know, people that are preparing for a financial economic collapse? I've heard you talk about these things, Bob, and what is your insight with the RNA drops and the economy and things of that nature?
Well, the iCell, which is in the RNA drops and some of our other products, it's the retrieval or the invention of the iCell that we here are marketing is the new technology, the new technology that's going to become an environment. So it upsets every previous technology that ever happened. And the figure, the focused image for that in medicine is Big Pharma. So we are going to topple Big Pharma because of the power of this new technology. And we are being violent. We're upsetting the established setup of education in med schools. And even though it's pharmaceutical control, the reason it became pharmaceutical company controlling is that was the new technology 80 years ago with IG Farben. And the breakthrough with dyes and all that. You can read the novel Gravity's Rainbow by Thomas Pynchon about a dramatization of that. So the chemical technologies that came in the late 19th century, they are obsolesced by RNA drops, which are not measurable or understood in chemistry terms. So we are that's why I said I was president. I have the authority of knowledge of this new environment. I have a way to distribute it. I have a way of making it that nobody else does, along with Carolyn and JW. And so we are the actual almost terrorists in terms of new technical effects that the RNA drops bring forth. But Americans love to be upset. They love to have new experiences. So they just love the RNA drops. And then they bring in their visual bias. They say, well, what is this made of? What's my opinion in relation to this? What are you guys? You guys are CIA. They do all this crazy stuff. Well, that's the normal visual bias of America. Americans think, traditionally, that someone at headquarters, at the top of the bureaucracy, is manipulating them. Not possible with so many technologies that's been happening the last 30, 40 years. Nobody runs our environment anymore. There's always legal bureaucracies, especially lawyers, trying to put the context back into legal bureaucracies in the courts, but it's just a catch-up game, and they cause a lot of confusion in the reaction to this. I mean, Frank Zappa used to say, there's too many lawyers in America. Well, to become a lawyer is to become a visually biased person, upholding the visual document of the Constitution and all the amendments and all that, and that is a really anemic and pathetic way to respond to all the fantastic wealth that Americans are making and other cultures around the world. But Americans have the leading edge of that. So
I was going to say, it seems absurd when you think about where we are at today with all this technology that, you know, people could even assume that we could go back into the dark ages and go back to this place that's being painted as, you know, the tyranny ensues and we bankrupt
Matthew,
the economy.
What,
you know, I mean, it seems absurd that we could go to the dark ages again. So
well,
where do you think we're heading?
Let's hit the bone of this station, American Freedom Radio. It's all about truth. It's absurd to think that you can go back to truth and the Constitution like Ron Paul ran on his presidency. It's absurd to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve is an obsolete institution in measuring the digital effect of the virtual economy. But it is how Americans have a sense of control. They make a bureaucracy. And to fight the bureaucratic thing in the United States and big government is the bias of the autonomous individual on the frontier out there in the Wild West with his gun and his can of beans and having whole visual panoramas to enjoy. They don't have these panoramas in Europe or Japan and all these places. Okay, so the idea that we need to have the truth is based on what you write in a book, what you read in a book, what you see, and you match it with what you experience in your memory and mind has to what someone said or wrote. Now, there's no way to limit expression to that kind of visually biased truth in a multi-bodied, multiple media environment. So the whole premise. Now, Why do people, Americans, love Alex Jones, love the talk show? Because it's their essential bias. It's the food they eat, the media food. If I want to hear different opinions and maybe have people argue about it, it's almost like a sport. The other cultures find Americans violent in that sense. They just yell and scream, other cultures think. But the other cultures don't know they're biased with their oral non-visual bias. So you look at the situation with the senses in mind, and then you realize that we've extended our bodies with the Android meme, and basically the media is arguing with itself and presenting different cultural simulated biases. So it's a big theater right now of images of effects of the great wealth that the United States is creating. And it can't be measured. We can't even measure it in terms of money anymore. That's why many people stopped paying their debts and all that, because they didn't have any more money and they were too busy enjoying their chip body, and they just can't keep up having money to deal with this country that doesn't have any money either. But money is not stopping everybody like ourselves. We got a lot of people listening to this show who are unemployed or don't have much money, yet they had the experience of this station and any other station to occupy their time. So,
yeah, what would you say to them, Bob? We have about 3 minutes left. What would you tell the average person who is looking to take their power back? What would you say to them right now?
I'd say you have so much power technologically in the United States and North America, and slowly in Europe. They're not as advanced as us. That it's ridiculous to say someone is interfering with my power. Nobody's interfering. You have the ability to express yourself and do all kinds of things. You don't even have to work. You get unemployment, you get on welfare, and you just sit around and you have data to enhance or interact with your sensory life. We got to start talking public on this level. Oh,
right.
And take RNA drops, Carolyn just says to me in the background, it actually relaxes you. It actually puts you into this perspective that I'm saying Americans should arrive at, a psychic, balanced, poised perspective. RNA drops does that. It's the first technology that ever did it. And it hasn't got the side effects that the lithiums and all that ridiculous big pharma stuff. So look at the terms we argue and yell about are specific to America's background, to its cultural history since the printing press. But it does not apply to the present. The only thing that applies to present is how I'm describing the present. It's not my point of view. I'm just pointing out the weather we're swimming in. If you actually stop and look at it, the idea of any particular statement to stop the world and correct everything is ridiculous.
Right.
And that's why science is falling apart. The scientists can't measure RNA drops because they can't see it. There's nothing there on that level because it's not a visual phenomenon. It's a weird tactile non-physical situation. It came from a non-physical source. And so all those that use their eyeball to judge their expertise, and you get comments on this bias, you know one of the biggest visual bias statements is Jesus will be the final truth arbiter, the one that will save us. They focus on one individual, one archetype, and he will correct the bureaucracy. That's a hugely visually biased interpretation of Jesus. Jesus himself was a multi-sensory, multi-bodied entity, and you wouldn't want to limit it to the American idea of what Jesus is.
Yeah. Now, these ideas are kind of, you know, broad scope, widely integrated, and they're...
Because we live broadly,
yeah.
Matthew. We live
yeah.
so broadly. We live 200 years every 12 months compared to any previous society in terms of information overtake. We have access to the whole world. We're floating around the whole planet, each one of it, like astronauts. And to think you're living in Madison, Wisconsin, or some little place is ridiculous. Because the chip body has no dimension. So I just love to get irritated and express this because I've got not the truth on my side. I've got the facts on my side.
Right. Now, Bob, we got a second here. Tell everybody where to find your information and your show at so they can get more information on you and get tied into this.
You go to howionic.com, howionic.com. Or you can go to 5body.com for some stuff I did before Ion, which was built on McLuhan's work and Frank Zappa's work and a few other people. That's FiveBodied.com. But I recommend howionic.com for the new technology, the new nihilism, the new anarchism, and the new balance. We're operating and allowing and are conscious of what we're doing and the effects of this new technology. We're the only company that admits the effects we're having.
Thank you so much, Bob. It was a pleasure having you on, and we're done for the day, but we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, Matthew, thank you.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, the way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What's ever here about this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.